A sports coverage that has always been outstanding, and well, it gets better and better, I think. And Seven did a great job. It's going back to 10. They'll do a wonderful job. A man who just floats from channel to channel because he's very good at what he does. Former driver and team owner Mark Larkham. He joins us now. G'day, Mark.
Hey, boys. Michael, Terry, how are you?
Good to chat, mate. You're just drifting back to 10.
Yeah. Look, it's a pretty exciting period.
It is.
Going over to 10. In fact, it's very exciting. You know, we're particularly with these big events, and none bigger than Clipsal 500 this weekend. In fact, I'm just sitting here having a piece of racing toast, and just the whole vibe here. It's really carried on from when Formula One used to be here way back when.
Yeah, it was. Rick Kelly was telling us just really how big an event it is, and that was only yesterday. We've got a couple of practice sessions today, two qualifiers today, races one and two tomorrow, then the big one comes Sunday, Mark. So it's a pretty torrid weekend to start the season, isn't it?
It's a tough one. In fact, on the world stage, it's a tough one. You know, to think, you know, you're, you know, in any sport, don't you? You know, you talk about a bit of match fitness. Well, you just can't get it. And so you roll up to this joint, and, you know, I've done it enough times myself. It is a body killer. You know, you have issues with your lower backs, circulation in your legs. Your cabin temperature will be 50 degrees centigrade. In fact, I remember we did some hydration testing when I was here. I drank, I think it was four and a half litres of fluid in the race, but I still lost 2 kilos.
Wow.
So, you know, it gives you some concept of just how tough it is for these guys. And to do it as your first race at the start of the season, because of testing restrictions, you can't have sort of been out banging around for days and days getting yourself match fit. You're just not allowed to under the regulation.
Yeah,
so it's a tough one. It breaks cars and drivers.
Yeah. I drank that much fluid in Adelaide one weekend too, but put on about 6 kilos.
Well, there's a reason I'm here having a coffee and racing toast, mate.
Woke up in an unusual place.
Yes.
Larko, the technical side of the game, it's always interesting with the stuff you come up with, and it seems to change from year to year. They do get better, but with the new manufacturers in there, it's made it all the more interesting, I think.
It has, mate. And to put that in perspective, I mean, we are, you know, I'm sounding very parochial, but we are the envy of the world in this regard. I mean, we've got five manufacturers in there, you know, Nissan, Volvo, Ford, Mercedes. We've managed to somehow, I mean, and it's hard to put your finger on how we've done this, but we've managed to line up the horsepower and the downforce, the aerodynamic downforce performance of the cars. You've just got to take your hats off to the organisation, because you watch tomorrow, when we line up on the grid and look at the grid sheet for these races, I can assure you there'll probably be around 1 second covering the whole field in qualifying. Now, just go and have a look at a grid at anywhere else in the world. You'll probably see 1 second following, you know, covering the first two rows of the grid.
Yes.
So it's technically, and there's been some tweaks this year. The Commodore's had a few little tweaks to its aero. The new Falcon, the FGX, has had some tweaks to its aero package, as has the Nissan.
Mm.
So that's just going to equalise everything up a little more. So it's just going to make the results a little more unpredictable. To recap, I mean, a first-class job by everyone involved to get the technical side of these cars so well lined up. That's what the term parity is.
Yeah. Mark, enjoy the insights that you give us from the pits throughout the race. How would you go about defeating Jamie Whincup, who's a six-time champion? Does he have an Achilles heel?
He actually doesn't. You know, probably the only time I've seen Jamie a little bit trail, and I mean only a very small bit, is when, on the days when Craig really fires, his teammate Craig Lowndes, Jamie doesn't like that. Jamie likes to be in front. But the problem you've got is to find a teammate, because Craig's in sort of the back end of his career, although still very capable of winning races. It's very hard to put someone in that position. And, you know, I say to a lot of people, guys, Jamie Whincup, sometimes, a bit like Michael Schumacher, you just got to, you know, for me, he doesn't get the accolades he deserves. The guy is genuinely great. And sometimes you've got to sit back and say, I'm just going to watch this guy. He's very good. I mean, I get the benefit of seeing things like his tyre degradation charts, and I don't want to bore you with the technicalities, but the guy is good. So he'll drive his tyres driving his car on his tyres in 40 degree heat for the same amount of laps as the next guy, but he won't use his tyres as much whilst he's going faster. Now, that is a sign of an absolute champion behind the wheel. So is he beatable? Of course he is, because this year, probably more than any other before it, I mean, there's just so many unknowns. Shane Van Gisbergen, red hot. Holden Racing Team this year, going to be red hot. Scotty McLaughlin in that Volvo, going to be red hot. Young Chaz Mostert versus Mark Winterbottom in the FGX Falcons, red hot. So, Lee Holdsworth having now left Mercedes and gone to Tom Walkinshaw Racing in the car there, another dark horse. Nissan with their new aero device. This really is. Jamie's never had more pressure than he's got right now.
Yeah, Marcus Ambrose in there, mate. He's trying to understate everything that's going on, but they'll be competitive, I'd imagine.
Well, they will. I didn't mention Marcus, not because I don't rate him. I mean, he's one of the best, and that team is first class. But I've just watched what they're doing, and they're very clever the way they're going about this. They're just running one car. I think they're just going to sneak up on it.
Yeah.
They'll be doing some development in the background, working out how it all works. I think they're not going to make too much song and dance about it. And then you watch at the back end of the year, they'll be, in the big ticket races, they'll be very, very strong.
Mm. Terrific, mate. We're looking forward to it all. Can you give us a winner for the weekend for the Castrol? The Clipsal, I should say. What am I doing? The Clipsal?
I can't say one, but I would say I think HRT are going to be strong. Shane Van Gisbergen, absolutely watch out here. As a dark horse, a real dark horse, I actually get a sense Nissan might be quite quick here. So, okay. And as it goes without saying, you can't count out Jamie
Winkup,
can you?
Larko, thank you, mate. Keep up the great work.
Enjoy the chat, boys.
Well done. Mark Larkham there. It all starts back at 10 as well. It'll start today with the practice and over the weekend some great racing.